But Anna was only part of his funk. "Excuse me for being less than my usual charming self when I get home from a trip to find out my sister was kidnapped, and that everyone, kept it from me." He still hadn't gotten past that. He'd known somebody was harassing Miranda before he'd left, but she'd insisted it wasn't a big deal, and she was romantically involved with the chief of police. Ethan had given his word nothing would happen to her. So he'd taken the trip. And while Mitch had been abroad, having that life-changing affair, his baby sister had been kidnapped and beaten. Finding out that happened, that he hadn't been home to protect her, it messed with his head.
"The whole thing was over in 4 hours. There was nothing you could have done,"
Judd assured him, not for the first time. As he'd been in on the takedown, he was in a position to know. Not that it made a whit of difference to Mitch.
"And when I called home to say I was extending my trip, nobody thought I should be read in about the fact that Miranda was in the hospital?"
He didn't have to manufacture the bitterness in his voice.
"Because the guy who put her there was already dead, and she wanted the chance to heal a bit,"
Judd continued, as if it was the most reasonable thing in the world.
"You know she hates it when you hover. The rest of your family was doing enough of that."
Mitch stabbed up a bite of pie hard enough to send the slice halfway off its plate.
"I should have been there." "What is it you think you could have done that Ethan didn't already do?"
Liam asked.
"Do you blame him for what happened to her?"
"No."
Mitch wasn't arrogant enough to believe that if he'd been home, his sister never would have been taken in the first place, or that she'd have been found any faster. Ethan had taken a bullet for her. It was hard to think that while they'd both been suffering, he'd been with Anna, cheerfully oblivious.
"Then what is your deal?"
Judd demanded. If they'd told him, if he'd come home on his normal schedule, he never would have met Anna, and he wouldn't have this damned crater in his heart. Because the Bard was 100% wrong. Loving and losing sucked ass.
"I don't appreciate being cut out."
How could she have just left?
"Are you seriously going to be a drama queen about this? Because the decision wasn't about you,"
Judd said.
"Not talking about Anna. Pull your head out of your ass."
I know. Intellectually, I get that. But all of you were here. You went through it, and you processed it. I'm just still working my way through all of that. I'm her brother. I've spent my whole life protecting her. I can't just shake it off."
The sense of failure was too great. Liam nudged him with an elbow.
"It wasn't your fault."
"I know that too. I'll get past it."
And he knew he would get past the complicated snarl of emotional shit with his sister, at least.
"I'm just not feeling like any of the things I cared about before matter anymore. And I don't want to just go through the motions."
His friends were silent for a long moment, watching him. Mitch wondered what they saw. Did they really buy that this was all about Miranda? Judd blew out a breath.
"Okay, then. Take the time. We're here if you need us."
A little of the pressure to perform, to rise to expectations, slid off Mitch's shoulders. He let the corner of his mouth curve.
"Are we done with the touchy-feely shit now? Because I really just want to finish my pie."